Hello, welcome to Capes and Scalps UFC 200 Fight Predictions. My name's Cliff. I hope you enjoy this podcast. So UFC 200, you know, 200th UFC, it's a really big deal. They really stacked the fights all the way through the whole card. It should be really entertaining. So we're going to start off on the undercard. It'll probably be on FS1. We'll have Sage Northcutt and Enrique Marin. Sage Northcutt is been doing karate his whole life. Young kid, he's 20. He's been in magazines, won a lot of karate tournaments. He's agile, quick, and hits hard. Enrique Marin, new to the UFC. He strikes, he's an all-around kind of guy. I think the keys to this fight is for Sage to keep it standing, catch Enrique coming in for a takedown, because that's where he'll have the advantage, because Sage isn't that strong off of his back. I'm gonna pick Sage to win this fight just because of his experience and his mobility. We move on to the next fight, which is Kat Zingano versus Juliana Pena. Zingano was more well-known before she got destroyed by Rousey in, I think it was like 16 seconds. Juliana Pena has also fought for the title and lost. This should be a really close fight, tough fight. Pena's got some skills on the stand-in, but I think Zingano's going to win this fight just with experience and just overall better in every area. Then we go to two UFC veterans between Gomi and Jim Miller. Gomi's the Fireball Kid from Japan, a lot of fights in Pride. And Jim Miller has been in the UFC for, I think it's close to 10 years now, and a lot of fights. He's from New Jersey, so got to root for the New Jersey guy. Gomi's got one punch knockout though, so you got to be careful for that. But Jim Miller can take a punch. He's durable. He's a ground and pounder. He's just like a bulldog in the ring. He gets a hold of you and doesn't let go. I'm picking Jim Miller to win this one by decision. Then we move on to Joe Lozon versus Diego Sanchez. Both UFC veterans, a lot of fight a night bonuses for both of them. They always are exciting, like to stand and trade and throw caution to the wind and just stand in front of each other and punch each other. If this fight goes more than a round, I'm giving it to Sanchez, but if it ends in the first round, it's Lozon. Lozon runs out of steam, and Diego just has this uncanny ability to bite down on his mouth guard and just keep on going and swinging for the fences. So I'm going with Lozon. I think it'll be a first-round TKO. We move on to the former bantamweight champ in TJ Dillashaw versus Rafael Assunção. I'm going with TJ Dillashaw on this. His wrestling and striking will more than outclass Rafael's jiu-jitsu. So TJ has the wrestling to negate the jiu-jitsu that Rafael will bring to the fight. I don't think it's going to be a stoppage either way. I think it's going to be a decision for TJ. Then we move on to the former welterweight champion and Johnny Hendricks against a Ultimate Fighter winner in Kelvin Gastelum. Johnny Hendricks has lost his last two fights. He's lost his last two fights. He hasn't really looked great as of late, so I'm going with Kelvin Gastelum, who's surprised a lot of people in a lot of different fights, surprised everyone winning the Ultimate Fighter, and surprised everyone in most of his victories. They both are strong wrestlers, both have one-punch knockout power, but I'm going with Gastelum on the upset here. Next fight, probably the first fight on the main card. They haven't announced the main card fights versus the undercard fights, in Gegard Mousasi versus Thiago Santos. So Gegard Mousasi is a kickboxer. He's been fighting for a really long time, also fought in Pride. Thiago Santos is a Muay Thai guy. They're both high-level practitioners of their art, so this should be a stand-up war. Gegard Mousasi is the clear favorite in experience and just overall striking, so I'm going to go with Gegard Mousasi on this. He's got 46 fights to Thiago's 16, so the experience will play a major part in this. We move on to what is definitely on the main card. The first fight there is Cain Velasquez against Travis Brown. Cain Velasquez, former heavyweight champion. He looked undefeated in untouchable in most of his fights until the bad fight against Fabricio at Mexico City. I'm not sure why he chose not to train at higher altitude like Fabricio did, and fatigue really set in, which isn't something you see for Cain. Travis Brown's a big guy, tall guy, striker. He's going to try and keep Kane away. If Kane gets a hold of him, it's going to be bad. But I'm taking Kane to win this through ground and pound. Then we move on to the fight that I'm most excited for in this, which is the return of Brock Lesnar against Mark Hunt. Brock Lesnar's been gone for a couple of years, had a lot of issues towards the end of his UFC career with diverticulitis. He lost the belt and looked bad in his losses to Beto's loss to Alistair Overeem. Mark Hunt has been fighting for a really long time. If you know what his record is, don't let that stand in the way of your opinion of him. He's got one punch, walk away, knockout power. He makes contact, you go to sleep. It doesn't matter who you are. Brock's got to take Mark Hunt down, because if he gets caught, he is going out. In all of Brock's fights that he's lost, when people start swinging, he covers up. He's not a fan of getting punched at. And Mark Hunt, on the opposite side, doesn't care if you punch him. He's got an iron chin. And he's way stronger than he looks. He's got sort of that Roy Nelson feel to him. He's a heavy set, smaller guy, but he packs a punch, mean leg kicks, mean punches, both hands. I'm taking Mark Hunt to KO Lesnar in the first round. We move to a rematch between former lightweight champion Frankie Edgar and former featherweight champion and Jose Aldo for the interim featherweight title, since Conor McGregor is running from both of these guys. Jose Aldo's last loss was to Conor in 14 seconds, which is unfortunate. It was a mean punch. He got him. Frankie Edgar lost a close split decision to Jose Aldo in his shot for the featherweight title. So this should be a really good fight. I'm taking Frankie to beat Jose this time around. He's prepared for him. He knows what to expect with Jose's striking and his movement. Frankie's got to take him down and keep him down. Jose struggles with the weight cut. He struggles with conditioning. He struggles with having a gas tank to go. Frankie Edgar never gets tired. He gets hit and it just seems to wake him up. Seems to make him angrier and he fights harder and he just keeps going. Then we move to the women's bantamweight title fight between Miesha Tate and Amanda Nunes. I'm taking Miesha Tate on this one. She's got the experience. She just beat Holly Holm. She's another one like Frankie where she gets hit, she just keeps on coming. It's what drives her. She's not afraid to scrap. She's good all around. She's one of those people that just grinds you out, and I don't think Amanda Nunes has anything for her. Then we go to the main event. It's the return of Jon Jones fighting for the belt that he never lost against Daniel Cormier, somebody who has lost to Jon Jones. I think DC is the champion if Jon Jones isn't around. I don't think there's anyone in the light heavyweight division that can compete with him. He's got Olympic-level wrestling. He's got good striking. He's fast. He's tough. But Jon Jones just has that insane reach. He comes at you from everywhere. He can hit you from, like, across the cage. It's crazy. He's strong. You can't take him down because of the leverage he gets. He's got submissions. He's got knockout power. He can just beat people up. And it's not fair. If you've watched any of his fights before, you know when he gets going, he gets going. He hasn't lost many rounds. He's destroyed everyone. His only loss is a disqualification for 12-6 elbows to Matt Hamill, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago. So he hasn't taken much damage in his fights, except for the Gustafson fight, which was his biggest test, and he passed that. He beat DC before. He's beaten everyone else in the light heavyweight division. I expect him to take the belt, hold the belt, and then just move up to heavyweight so he doesn't have to worry about making the cut down to 205. So I'm taking Jon Jones for a stoppage, TKO, probably round 3. I'm taking Miesha Tate to win via unanimous decision. I'm taking Frankie Edgar, unanimous decision. I'm taking Mark Hunt, round 1, KO. I'm taking Kane for a decision against Travis Brown. I'm taking Musasi to knock Thiago Santos out in probably the second round. Hendricks Gastelum's going to be a split decision where it's going to go Gastelum's way. Hendricks has been going to the bell, like letting everything go to the judges a lot. Taking TJ Dillashaw to stop Rafael Asuncel within the 3 rounds. Taking Lozon in a really exciting fight. This will probably be your fight of the night. Both fighters love to get that extra $50,000 in their pocket. Then I'm going with Jim Miller to grind Gomi out. I'm going with Kat Zingano to take Pena out. And I'm going with Sage Northcutt to take Enrique Marin out. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And hope you all enjoy the fights. All right, have a good night.